for Republicans join Democrats to force House vote on 3-year Obamacare subsidy extension. For Republican representatives joined an effort by Democratic lawmakers to force a vote on a clean 3-year extension of the Affordable Care Act's enhanced premium tax credits. Representatives Brian Fitzpatrick, Mike Lawler, Robert Bresnahan, and Ryan McKenzie signed a discharge petition circulated by Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries that will force House Speaker Mike Johnson to bring the measure to the House floor for a vote. Democrats have called on House Speaker Mike Johnson to hold the vote Wednesday so as to end the uncertainty about the expiration of the enhanced subsidies. The fuse has been lit, so to speak, and the Speaker must call a vote on this proposal today, Representative Joe Negus told reporters on December 17th. Let us work together to ultimately secure health care for millions of Americans. According to House rules, 7 legislative days must pass before a signer can call for a vote on the matter. Johnson must then schedule a vote within 2 legislative days. The House is scheduled to recess for the holidays on December 18th and reconvenes on January 6, 2026. Asked whether this development suggests that he has lost control of the House, Johnson said that wasn't the case. I have not lost control of the House, Johnson said. These are not normal times, Johnson added, noting that the party's slim majority in the House allows members to exert leverage that they otherwise could not. Fitzpatrick and Lawler, along with Representative Jen Kiggins, have been at the forefront of a Republican effort to pass a short-term extension for the expiring subsidies, which have been in place since 2021. Fitzpatrick and Kiggins each sponsored bills that would extend the enhanced subsidies in the Affordable Care Act, informally known as Obamacare, for 2 years and 1 year, respectively, while adding income caps for recipients and anti-fraud reforms. Both bills had bipartisan support. When Republican leaders refused to allow a floor vote on their bills, both lawmakers attempted to add them as amendments to the Lower Healthcare Premiums for All Americans Act, a GOP-sponsored reform bill that is scheduled for a vote in the House on December 17th. This is not about politics. This is about addressing an issue that we both agree is a problem, Lawler said, testifying before the House Rules Committee on December 16th. Obamacare has not actually produced the result that was intended. But the immediate issue before us is the expiration of the enhanced premium tax credits. The Rules Committee rejected both amendments on December 16th. By morning, the 4 Republicans had signed Jeffries' petition. Democrats, fearing the loss of health coverage by many Americans on January 1, 2026, have been firm in insisting that the expiring enhanced subsidies must be extended for 3 years with no alterations. More than 30 House Republicans have agreed that a short-term extension of the subsidies is needed, but have argued that the Affordable Care Act must be reformed in the process. The Lower Healthcare Premiums for All Americans Act is a Republican attempt to lower healthcare premiums across the board without renewing the COVID-19-era enhanced subsidies. Original Obamacare subsidies, formerly called premium tax credits, will remain in place. Jackson Richman contributed to this report.